It's chapter 3. This might be something you want to pass on to Dean, Pam. This is wisdom from Bill Cosby. He goes right along with our Sunday school. He said, women don't want us to talk with them to hear what we think. They want to hear what they think in a deeper voice. Anyway, I'm going to read something to you tonight. And what this is, it was an email I got from Senator Ted Cruz. We got to hear him speak when we were in Washington. And I'll turn it on, okay? We got to hear him speak when we were in Washington, and he's a Christian, no question about it. His father is a Baptist preacher in Texas, and I don't know if he still attends his father's church or not, but I don't think there's any question about his faith in Christ. But he said this: today's Christians across the globe join together to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We are truly blessed to live in a nation where we can freely practice our faith. But at the same time, there are many across the globe who don't enjoy that same freedom. The following was a letter from a hospital bed where this prisoner for Jesus Christ has suffered dearly for his faith. The letter is entitled this: Crucifying the Resurrected Self with Christ and Resurrecting Our Dead Faith with Christ. And then the writer begins, he says, Happy Resurrection Day. I was praying from my hospital room for my fellow Christians in the world. What the Holy Spirit revealed to me in prayer was that there are many dead faces in the midst of Christians today. The Christians all over the world are not able to fully reach their spiritual potential that has been given to them as a gift by God, so that in reaching that potential, the curtain can be removed and the glory of God would be revealed. Think about that. Kind of goes along with the message this morning some too. He goes on. Sometimes we want to experience the glory and resurrection with Jesus without experiencing death with Him. We do not realize that unless we pass through the path of death with Christ, we're not able to experience resurrection with Christ. We want to have a good and successful marriage, career, education, and family life, which is all God's desire and plan for our life. But we forget that in order to experience the resurrection and glory of Christ, we first have to experience death with Christ, and to die to ourselves and selfish desires. Jesus said to his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew 16:24. This means that we should not do things that we like to do, that God does not want us to do, and to do things that we do not like to do, but God wants us to do, so that He may be glorified. So in addition to spending our days and night in doing the works of faith as described above, we should also transform our dead faith into living and active faith through the resurrection of Christ, which is an active and constructive love that is effective. In conclusion, let us resurrect our dead faith to living faith by first dying to our selfish, resurrected self and experiencing the cross of Jesus. Then we are able to experience the glorious resurrection with Christ. Think about what he's saying here. We're dead with Jesus Christ, that we may walk in newness of life. That death with Christ has already taken place. But he says, we resurrect the old man. Instead of putting him to death. He closes with this. A glorious life with Christ starts only after a painful death to self with Christ. We will start with Christ. Pastor Saeed Abedini, prisoner in the darkness in Iran, but free for the kingdom of light. And as I said, he wrote this from his hospital bed, where he has been beaten. He's in his hospital because he has been beaten in prison and tortured for his faith in Jesus Christ. I think there's something that people like this know and understand that we just don't necessarily grasp hold of. He said we need to leave that dead man dead and don't resurrect him. Philippians chapter 3, Paul said it like this, beginning verse 7. What things were gained to me, and of course he's talked about his past, his heritage, his lineage as a Hebrew of the tribe of Benjamin, and his zeal as a Pharisee and all those things. And he says, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Do you ever think about how Paul might have been able to use some of this to his advantage to get out of some of the suffering that he endured? But he didn't. Because what things were gained to me, I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, verse 8, and I counted all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness. Not resurrecting, as Pastor Saeed said, not resurrecting that selfish life. Not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. I don't look forward to suffering. I don't like to suffer. But I think there's some things that people who have suffered have learned that can't be learned any other way. And you look at the Apostle Paul and you look at this pastor, and I think there's a parallel here between these two men, what they've gone through for the cause of Jesus Christ. He says, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might, verse 11, attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained. Either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I also am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but what this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. There are just some things from our past that we need to forget, we need to let go with for the cause of Jesus Christ. Paul said, all that I have, all the things that I could boast of in the flesh about who I am, where I came from, it's done. It's dead to me. Forgetting those things which are behind. And pressing forth unto things which are before, reaching forth unto things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, that if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. See, you know, we need to dwell on this thing. We need to get God's mind on the thing as we examine ourselves of the things in our lives that need to just be let go and put behind us and never to be visited again, never to be resurrected again. Verse 16, nevertheless, whereto I have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk, so as you have us for an example. For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. There are some believers who can drag us down. Because their mind is on the things of this earth. Their God is their belly. Verse 20. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. It's all going to be in subjection to him someday. He's able to do that. And he's going to take this vile body one day and fashion it like unto his glorious body. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. This mortal must put on immortality, as it says over there in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But what we should be doing is working towards that now. And that begins by that death with Christ, reckoning ourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord, as it says in Romans chapter 6. Just some thoughts on that. I hope it's a challenge to you this evening. Got a missionary.